Good afternoon. You're listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIVL 101.7 FM, broadcasting to the Fraser Valley, broadcasting from the University of the Fraser Valley's Ebbsfort campus on the traditional and unceded territory of the Stolo people. I am your host, Sarjeet Atwal. I have a very special guest with me today, Len Perrin, an environmental activist.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. I have the great privilege and pleasure to once again introduce Len Perrin. Thank you, ma'am, again for joining us.
I'm really happy to be sharing information with you, Sarjeet, via Civil Radio, Eye on the Valley.
Thank you. From the last time we were here, we were talking about several projects that you're involved with. And do you have any updates for our listeners?
Yes, I do. Regrettably, the letter that our environmental engineer had sent to a number of decision makers has not had any effect yet. And I'm going to name some names because I think that sometimes their public image is what moves them to do the right thing for our environment, for our creeks, for whatever. So the West Creek issue, we had been involved with Beatty Construction in the past, and they're the ones that got the creek put in a cement tunnel, and one of our on-the-ground, very vigilant activists, Ted Lightfoot, said that actually it wasn't 100 feet that was put in a tunnel, it was 900 feet. So it's right at the headwaters, it's right where the coho are spawning, and it's impossible for them to spawn in a cement tunnel. Some of them have spawned immediately to the north and downstream of that tunnel, but they rely on nutrients upstream, and so you don't get any nutrients from a cement tunnel. And in fact, we're pretty excited because they spawned in the fall, and then we started seeing evidence of them, the little fry, the little coho fry, a couple of months ago, and they're getting ready to go to the ocean. So right now they're in one of the retention ponds in that area, and they're jumping up and down, and they're strengthening their muscles, and they're eating so that they can make the trip to the ocean. And what is amazing is that they all make the trip together. The coho from many, many, many creeks, little tiny creeks, leave their natal habitat all at the same day. So hundreds and thousands of coho are going to be entering the Fraser River and heading to the ocean in about 10 days, we figure. So that's pretty exciting. And we want to make sure that that takes place year after year after year, far into the future. So we had Beatty do that cement tunnel. We're asking the Ministry of Transportation and Highways, we sent them a letter. We're working with Kwantlen First Nation regarding getting that 900 feet up tunnel daylighted when the freeway is widened. We've asked the Ministry of Transportation and Highways and Infrastructure to please do that and keep that very, very important fish habitat daylighted so that we have coho spawning well into the future. Now, most recently, EV Logistics, otherwise known as Save On Foods, otherwise known as Jim Pattison Group, have decided that they want to expand their warehouse along 275th and 48th Avenue at the headwaters of West Creek. And they've decided that they're going to ignore Fisheries Act, Water Sustainability Act, riparian setback regulations, and they're going to dig up the riparian area, and they're going to put gravel over that wetland. And so what we've sent them a letter. We've told them you can't do it. We've sent the letter to the mayor and council of Langley. And so far, 3 weeks later, we have not heard anything. And we reminded Mr. Patterson that he had an epiphany about the environment. And he was with Dr. David Suzuki and said that he's changed his mind on climate change. Well, part of protecting climate is protecting our water courses, especially salmon. They're so essential, as I said in the last interview, to 43 other species in this province. Like, I'm talking about bears, I'm talking about cedar trees, human beings, many other wolves, you know, other eagles, you know, and on and on. So we really need to protect these little water courses. And, you know, that's why we have these laws. And I guess, you know, it gets down to how do we make sure that those who are responsible actually enforce them?
You do some work on the Trans Mountain Pipeline in the Fraser Valley. Can you also talk about that aspect?
Yeah. So actually, there have been a number of people who have been arrested at the Brunette River area, which is right near the Brunette exit of the freeway in the kind of the Burnaby, New Westminster boundary there. And there's a conservation area and there's salmon habitat there. And once again, an industrial entity is digging up riparian areas, cutting down trees they're not supposed to, endangering a fish habitat. And not only that, it's also a habitat for a little fish called Nooksack Dace, which is a species at risk. And I've done a access to information with the Department of Fisheries. I've done two of them actually. And the first one, there was some things redacted, you know, some things blacked out, but I could still glean some valuable information from it. That was about 3 years ago, that one. The most recent one that I did was I wanted to know about the DFO and Trans Mountain permits. I wanted to know about the conditions that the Canadian Energy Regulator has put on Trans Mountain and whether they're being enforced. And the reason I wanted to find that out was because 3 Auditor General reports in a row over 15 years have said that the National Energy Board, now the Canadian Energy Regulator, are not enforcing conditions put on pipeline companies. So anyway, I did the last access to information request. The Department of Fisheries and Oceans really dragged their feet. Like, they kept on saying, well, we really, can you clarify what you're asking for? And I would repeat exactly what it was very clear to begin with the very first time. I have 20 years experience at it. I know how to ask a clear request, but they kept on delaying it by saying, we're not going to start looking for documents until you clarify. 3 times they did that. And so finally, and then the last excuse for them not sending me the information was, it's that convoy in Ottawa and we can't get to the office, so we can't send you the information. That was the latest delay. So finally I get it. And I'll tell you, you pay $5, which is, you know, really reasonable. But I don't even know if that $5 was worth what I got from the Department of Fisheries. I got 39 pages of 139 pages or something. Many, many, many pages right out missing. And then some of them just out and out blacked out. Like, the really crucial information that I was asking them for was blacked out. I wanted to see fisheries inspection records of that area. I wanted to see if fisheries had been on the ground and look, having eyes literally on that, and if what was taking place was seen by them and was permitted by them or not. And I cannot get that information from the Department of Fisheries so far. So what I've done is I've actually gotten a hold of the Office of the Information Commissioner in Ottawa and asked them to have a look at all of the documents, because they're allowed to see the redacted ones, and for them to tell fisheries they've got to give me some of those documents, that it's in the public interest. People are getting arrested. People are getting sentenced to jail. Five people, three women have been sentenced to 30 days in jail over trying to protect that water course. And one of them was 79 years old. So it's just, you know, it just, it's horrifying, you know, because of course the same people in Ottawa, the same bureaucrats, they're the ones we're counting on to protect us from this climate emergency. And I don't think they're up for it, Surjeet. I honestly and truly don't. And I worked for the federal government for 10 years. I know the ins and outs of the bureaucracy, and I know what it's like for the boss to tell the person on the ground, look the other way. It happens. It's happened to me when I worked for the federal government, when I noticed something that shouldn't go on. So, you know, that's still taking place. And so what do we do? You know, like, I mean, I already have told people long ago that one of these days I'm going to be at a water course in Abbotsford and I'm going to be arrested and I'm going to be going to court and I'm probably going to go to jail. And I have no problem with